Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, Anand Pandian is going to join us from CBSSports.com. That's coming up in 15 minutes. We'll get his take on Kobe's night and the Warriors' record. Good night in the NBA. Again, that's Anand Pandian coming up at the bottom of the hour. And again, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, on your thoughts on Kobe and the Warriors. Again, historic day for the NBA. But right now, it's time to get Adam's news of the day on the weird and wacky things that are going on that may not make the headlines, but should. All right, Adam, story one.
All right, I don't know if you saw this. Going back to the Adam LaRoche story.
Yes.
ESPN put out an article this morning where they talked to Adam about the whole situation, kind of everything that's been going on with him. And the ESPN piece alone couldn't have been any bit dumber than anything I've ever read. It was awful. But just some excerpts from the thing. LaRoche actually says, "I never took it for granted. You could have a manager who just flat out doesn't like it. You could have players complain, like saying, hey, we're tired of having a kid around. There's a chance we could have other guys that bring their kids in. Then it just gets too much. Obviously, we can't turn this into a daycare. I get it." Then he follows it up by saying, "But Drake is the exception to the rule." Why is his kid the exception to the rule?
That's silly. No, it isn't. Drake isn't the exception to the rule. Why does he believe that? Because it's his kid?
Yeah, seriously.
Like that, you got to get out of that world for a second. That's no. It's the main reason why a lot of America agreed with the White Sox on this was because of, hey, you shouldn't be able to just take your kid to work every single day. That's silly. Because then the other kids want to do it. And yes, maybe he was welcomed in the clubhouse and maybe he behaved himself and all that good stuff. But that story was a little weird.
Okay, and then there's just this other part of the story that just takes things to a whole new level of
weirdness. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Go ahead, lay this one out.
LaRoche, along with Brewers pitcher Blaine Boyer, spent 10 days in November in Southeast Asian brothels wearing a hidden camera and doing undercover work to help rescue underage sex slaves.
Who is he working with? The CIA?
No, it was, I wish, I don't have the ESPN part in front of me.
He
was working
non-profit?
With some non-profit organization that tries to help underage sex slaves all over the world. And they just happen to be working in the Southeast Asia.
Hey, God bless them. That's dangerous. That is dangerous work.
That's
going undercover?
What do they do when they find a girl that's underage? Do they grab her and try and run out with her?
I saw an excerpt of this. Did they ever get into details? Like, and then they were able to rescue 15 girls?
No, it doesn't give any details. Just said that he was in there, and it was just the whole thing. I cannot remember the writer of the ESPN article. It was, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinion that I saw on Twitter, it was terribly dumb.
Not a very good article.
It was awful. I don't know if you read it, but
I want to read it, and I probably should, because I thought the whole Drake LaRoche thing was really bizarre. I was amazed how much run that had gotten. That was like a 4-day story. It was one of those things where it was like, okay, that's weird, but all right. And then everybody started talking about it, and then everybody was weighing in on it, and everybody had an opinion about it, and it lasted a while.
It just the writer who wrote it kept asking questions like, do you get it, when he would say something about LaRoche. And like, that's how he was ending all paragraphs, being like, do you get it? Do you understand what I'm saying? Or do you understand the type of person he is? And it was really poorly written and just sounded really dumb.
Is he a weird guy?
I haven't really heard much about him. Everyone said he was a good teammate, but it's coming out that he's weird.
Yeah, you ever know somebody who's like really cool and but you know, look, they're cool, but I wouldn't want to hang out with them because like if I went to their house for dinner, next thing you know, we're
you're eating like raccoon and
yeah, it's just worms. They're a little too bizarre, but they're nice, they're cool,
yes, nice people,
like they're good neighbors, they don't cause trouble.
They're the neighbors you just wave to, say hi, and get inside your house real fast.
But if we go over there for Bunko, it's probably not going to be a good idea.
Right?
Yeah, that might be the LaRoches. All right, go ahead.
Another one of my favorite stories I saw today. Brian McCarthy, NFL PR guy, sent out a tweet today saying the NFL regular season schedule is done. Stay tuned for the announcement of when it will be announced.
I can't believe this. I can't believe the NFL.
We're all waiting for an announcement of when the NFL is going to announce the schedule. Of being announced the NFL schedule of who
and
will
play
when.
And then they announce that it will be tomorrow night.
It will be tomorrow night.
Wonderful.
NFL Network is doing a three-hour show on it.
Oh, God, stop.
Yes.
But wait. That's exactly what they would do. I mean, they're right. The NFL Network. All right, I can buy that. But really, all we're finding out is the order. That's all we're finding out.
And here's the thing. Just like... We know what's going to happen. Just like the NCAA tournament was leaked, all these schedules are going to be leaked, and we'll know it probably 4:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
We'll know exactly where the dates of stuff, especially the big games, are like. So me, the Bears, when they're playing the Packers, who they open up with, I'll know that by 1:30. And then it's just filling in the other games.
I got to suffer for all of my friends that are like, I like it. I like the schedule. Some tough road games early on, but close out with a couple of good home ones. And I kind of went through the schedule. I think we could go 11-5 this year. Oh,
yeah. God. It's like,
I'm going to have to put
up
with that from everybody.
The draft hasn't happened. Training camp hasn't happened. You don't know what injuries are going on. So, no.
Nothing. You don't know anything.
Everybody loves the schedule they're given, even the
Absolutely.
Team with the hardest schedule according to last year's records.
Yep. Has anybody ever went, oh, we're doomed? You know, we were a playoff team last year, but this schedule really screws us.
Previous playoff teams, no, but like Titans and Jags, yeah.
I worked with a guy who when the schedule came out, he cried conspiracy. He's like, the Patriots play an easy schedule. This is terrible. They love the Patriots. They want the Patriots to win. And I went, hey, you know these things are like, these opponents are already set in stone, don't you? And he's like, no, they're not. And I remember we did this on the air, and it was the most uncomfortable radio because I didn't want to say, like, he was a good dude, and I didn't want to be like, you're an idiot, and you don't know what you're talking about.
But he was
so during a break, I said, listen, man, if you keep going down this road, I'm going to call you out on it. I'm going to bring out the Broncos media guide, and I'm going to show you the page that shows the opponents and where they will play for the next 5 to 6 to 7 years.
The only ones we don't know from year to year, and it's answered once the season ends.
Once the season is over, those two games.
Yeah, the games where you face off against the opponents that match up with you in the division.
That's right.
So
that's right.
If the Patriots got first and the Steelers got first and they happen to be playing that year, they would match up.
That's right. And so he was adamant that this was just a random, like, you know your division opponents, but everything else is just a random put together. So that's tomorrow night. We'll be watching with bated breath as
to
where the NFL
can't wait.
You know, what's the Thursday night kickoff game? So
any guesses?
All right, the Thursday night kickoff game will be. I want to say Denver Houston, but that's going to be too early, right?
Yeah,
Indianapolis or something.
Yeah, I want to say Denver Indianapolis.
Maybe that game.
Third quick story. Houston man visited Estes Park's Stanley Hotel.
Oh, yes, Shining.
Which is The Shining.
Yep.
He took a picture of the lobby, kind of with the panoramic shot of with an iPhone. And he looks at the picture after he takes it. There's a lady standing at the top of the stairs.
Oh, my God. Looks, that's awesome.
There was no lady standing at the top of the stairs.
Was little Danny there going, red rim, red rim, red rim?
No little Danny, just a lady standing at the top
That's
of the stairs.
That's creepy. Do you have a picture of that we can send on Twitter?
I will just tweet out the story where I found it.
Okay, very cool. I'd like to see that. All right, Anand Pandian from CBS Sports. We'll talk NBA next.